Man has always been a nomad, a restless spirit or a free-spirited species. In very early times, we moved from place to place, from continent to continent, tracking the stars, crossing huge rivers, and following the seasons in our efforts to survive. Before the advent of modern civilization as we know it, it was common for man to travel great swaths of lands and territories. But they didn't remain like that forever. The free-spirited nomadic men, they began to change their orientation. They began to try to find ways to stay in a place longer than usual. They had an urge to own lands, to build a connection to the lands. There was a plea for stability, and so any semblance to a regular life, one that does not involve old moving habits, is embraced by us. We continue to bury our nomadic essence deeper into our core. We spend a lot of our time, energy, and money paying for a lot of things in our possession already. The all-too-popular culture of getting it now and paying later has been a resonant motto for most men. This exemplifies the way we see the world and our current approach to survival. This speaks to the state of our complacency and our inability to remove ourselves from our self-inflicted burdens of excruciating debts and our monotonous 9-to-5 daily obligations. But not everyone wants to live this way, and some of us cannot bear to remain in this endless loop. There is the urgent need to break free of what seems a very strong shackle. They want to live their lives according to the dictates of their passion, allowing their inner nomad self outside. They want to set out on an adventure, and they feel the need to explore the world as they see it on maps hanging everywhere they turn their eyes. They want to experience the stark pleasures of tall palm trees and distant horizons filled with unending clear blue waters. But this is not about a vacation from the 9-to-5 schedule. This is not about pressing the pause button on the same old life you have been used to for a couple of weeks or months. This is saying stop to it and beginning a more interesting and challenging life schedule. It is about having a newfound freedom, working with no boundaries or borders. The ability to finally live and work from any workstation in the world. It is called being a digital nomad. The world is an ever-changing space of ideas and actions. Nothing stays static unless it wishes to be destroyed or forgotten in the archives of time. 2 decades ago, nobody would have dreamt that anybody would take digital nomads seriously, or that a whole score of young, intelligent minds with sharp business acumen would want to utilize digital nomadism in achieving their goals. Digital nomads have broken the restrictions of conventional office work. It is now business without physical restrictions, and this allows for a flexibility that conventional office spaces and traditions cannot aim to fulfill. The recent surge in the strength of technology and information sharing has broadened an aspect of business people have always touched on without really thinking of it as either feasible or financially necessary. Emerging digital nomads have surprised them, and with good measure. Strong wireless internet services, an influx of smartphones with improving capacities, and voice over IP. The easy access to these facilities enables an office lifestyle that encourages a mobile office environment that makes the upward, free, and daring young entrepreneurs want to take the leap. They make foreign countries, public libraries, coffee shops, etc., viable workspaces. The digital nomad business style has gained traction in the business world, with digital summits and conferences drawing large numbers, and websites which supply a wide range of information to aid the digital nomad. There are tools and information that help in tasks like expense reporting, setting up a world clock system, to setting up meetings with clients and executives in different time zones. These tools also help in proper time management, which cannot be overemphasized in the life of a digital nomad. These tools help them make the best use of their personal time and share their exciting experience with loved ones. So why should you aspire to become a digital nomad? Several digital nomads have found their way into the lifestyle due to several reasons. For some, there has been a hunger to travel and remain unencumbered by a static office job description. For others, the allure of personal time is irresistible.